Welcome back to Moments of Mystery. Today's story is W is for Wanted. It started, like most good small town stories, with a flyer. Taped to the window of Flo's donut shop was a crinkled, slightly crooked paper with big bold letters, Wanted, the Pie Thief. Underneath was a blurry photo of what looked like a person in a hoodie carrying a tin foil pie plate. Flo was furious. Her famous banana cream pie, gone. Not just once, but three times in a week. She wasn't mad about the money. She was mad about the mystery. If someone's gonna steal from me, she said, they could at least leave a review. The whole town got involved. Theories flew faster than sprinkles on a jelly donut. Could be Ronnie. He still owes Flo for that burnt cruller incident. No, it's probably Miss Nettie. I saw her eyeing the pies and muttering about sugar being medicine. Someone even accused a traveling magician who'd passed through on a Tuesday. But the weirdest part? The thief never took money, never broke a lock, and never touched anything but the banana cream pie. They left the cherry, the pecan, even the triple chocolate silk. Always banana cream, always gone by sunrise. That's when Curtis, Flo's cousin's neighbor's nephew, decided to step in. Now Curtis had recently finished what he called his bad karma tour, trying to make up for stuff like accidentally selling his brother's bike and accidentally eating an entire wedding cake that wasn't his. So when the pie mystery hit the town, Curtis saw it as a chance to balance the scales. He staked out the shop one night, hiding behind a life-sized cardboard cutout of a local weatherman. Around 3:12 a.m., he saw it, a figure in a hoodie, slipping through the alley, unlocking the back door with a key. The next morning, Curtis reported what he saw to Flo, who turned three shades of red. She marched straight to the back room, flung open a drawer, and held up a keychain. I knew it, she shouted. I've been missing my spare key for weeks. And that's when the twist hit. The culprit was Harold, her ex-husband. Retired, mild, a known pie enthusiast. Turns out, Harold hadn't stolen the pies, despite her. He'd stolen them because he missed her. He said the banana cream pies were the only thing in life that still tasted like home. And he figured if he just kept coming back for the pies, maybe, just maybe, she'd talk to him again. Flo stared at him, deadpan, then said, "You could have just knocked." And Harold, sheepishly, handed her a handwritten note. Wanted a second chance. Flo rolled her eyes and handed him a fresh slice. So, the mystery of the missing pies wasn't about theft. It was about a man who wanted something that couldn't be bought, and a town that found sweetness in second chances. And banana cream. Always banana cream. Thanks for listening. I'm KG Heartstopper, and always remember, you matter. You mean something. Go be kind.